Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is clear and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, the skies are bright, while in Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze offers some relief from the heat. Haifa is enjoying a mild morning as well. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just over an hour ago that the Pentagon has listed four U.S. troops killed during the Iran ceasefire as separate casualties from Epic Fury. Also, Ynet reports 2 hours ago, ahead of Netanyahu's meeting, that 600 former security officials have urged Trump to address settler violence. Also this hour, I-24 News shares that Prime Minister Netanyahu will fly to Washington to meet with President Trump and attend Graham's funeral. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that American pressure has failed as Iran's Yemeni move signals a shift in Middle East dynamics. And finally, the Australian Jewish News covers Jewish groups condemning new labor platform changes on Israel, with statements from Josh Burns saying government policy remains unchanged. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, there's more coverage on the ongoing regional developments. Ynet Global writes just now about a Canadian-born lone soldier who, after fighting in Gaza, found new meaning in real estate against a backdrop of rising anti-Semitism. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted earlier today that President Trump set an ultimatum for Saudi Arabia tied to the Abraham Accords while Iran is rebuilding its missile infrastructure. Let's go deeper. Starting with the report from the Jerusalem Post, the Pentagon's designation of four U.S. soldiers as overseas operations casualties during Iran's ceasefire highlights the complex nature of military operations in the region. This action separates these losses from the Epic Fury mission casualties, underscoring the ongoing volatility in the Middle East. Such developments may further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Turning to Ynet's story, former Israeli security officials are urging President Trump to confront settler violence directly during his meeting with Netanyahu. They emphasize the importance of a strong message to promote regional stability. This comes at a time when tensions are high, reflecting the urgency of diplomatic engagement. Meanwhile, as I-24 News reports, Netanyahu's trip to Washington serves dual purposes, discussing crucial issues with Trump and attending the funeral of a respected leader. This visit indicates a pivotal moment in U.S.-Israel relations as both leaders address pressing concerns. The outcomes could influence future diplomatic and security strategies. In related news from Israel Hayom Hebrew, Iran's strategic moves in Yemen challenge American influence in the Middle East. Trump's recent shifts in policy suggest a potential recalibration of U.S. strategy. This dynamic could reshape regional alliances and power balances. And finally, the Australian Jewish News discusses Jewish groups' criticism of Labour's new stance on Israel. Despite the backlash, Josh Burns insists that government policy remains unchanged. This controversy highlights the ongoing debate over international stances on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business highlights L'Oreal Professional's new keratin product designed for peak humidity. This innovation showcases advancements in the beauty industry addressing consumer needs in challenging climates. Separately, a survey from Walla Business reveals a concerning trend. 85% of payroll accountants are using AI, with some unknowingly exposing sensitive data. This raises serious questions about data security in the financial sector. And finally, Ynet Business reports that OpenAI plans to expand its presence in Israel. The company is hiring staff and considering a business hub, signaling the growing importance of AI innovation in the region's tech landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.